Hello. This is the last time I'm here with you. I trust this has been a blessing. This is the end of our series that we started on the 12th. If anyone by any chance is here for the first time, start listening back on the 12th, because this is just the end of everything we've been talking about. Stop now and go back to the 12th. And let's come before the Lord in the word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you, our loving Heavenly Father. We worship you. We adore you. We need you, Lord. Speak to us now. Give us the word from you, whatever you have, as you alone can, O Lord. Thank you that you can. Thank you that you will. Open every heart to receive your word. Truly, Father, and do so. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray thee, O Lord. Amen. So, what I'm going to do today is make a dialogue as a way of recapping what we were talking about. So, it's going to be a conversation that I, as a Christian, wanted to share the gospel with you. And I think that will be interesting. So for someone that is not yet saved or not yet sure, this is good for you. For a Christian, this will help you know how to share the gospel with someone. Because I've gone into great detail in these 6 days. Well, first day is my testimony, but these 5 days, but normally you don't have nearly that much time. So we only have 5-10 minutes, and so that's what we want to do today. And then we'll talk about assurance of salvation, how you can know if you're saved at the end of this. Because many people have prayed a prayer, but they're not quite sure are they saved or not. So let's say I'm in a store, I'm in Walmart, walking down the aisle, and there I see a guy. He's looking at something on a shelf. And so I walk up to him and say, "Excuse me, sir, how are you doing today?" Or, I mean, there's a lot of different things you could say. Actually, the best thing what I like is I say, "Excuse me, sir, I have a very important question to ask you." And he looks at me kind of surprised, you know, I have his full attention. This is a very good way to start, actually. It's sort of abrupt, but it's very good because it shows that what you have to say is very, very important. It's not just some little thing. So it's, "Excuse me, sir, can I ask you a very important question?" Looks at me and says, sure. And I say, and this is such an important question that I ask it to everybody I come across. "Are you ready to meet God?" Well, I think so. I mean, I hope so. Why? Well, because we're all going to meet him sooner or later. And we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. He knows everything we've said, thought, and done. And that's why we have to be ready. It's heaven or hell. There's nothing more important in life.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, I mean, I hope so. You can never know for sure. You know, all you can do is hope.
Well, what's your name, by the way?
Oh, I'm Bill.
Oh, I'm Daniel. Nice to meet you, Bill. Nice to meet you.
Bill, I can tell you, there's this little test. It's called the good person test. It'll tell you whether you're good enough to go to heaven or not.
Would you like me to do that with you?
Well, why, sure.
First off, Bill, I want to tell you something. Do you know why God created you?
Oh, I wish I knew.
No, he doesn't need anything of anyone. He created you because he loves you, because he wants to be your father. He wants you to be his child. Already knowing everything dumb and bad you were going to do, he created you to be his child. Think about that. The creator of heaven and earth created you and your mother's womb to be his child. Now, what kind of love is that?
Oh, wow, yeah. Now, here's a good person test. And it's just a few questions for you to see where you come out. I mean, you may be, you know, a fairly good person, but the question is, are you good enough to go to heaven? Where you come out at God's standards? Because God's standards are very different from our standards. It goes like this. Have you ever lied? Oh, well, yeah, who does you? Who do you call a person that lies? Oh, a liar? Yep. Have you ever stored anything? Irrespective of the value, maybe something when you were a kid. Oh, well, yeah, I guess I have. What do you call a person that steals? Oh, a thief? Yeah. Have you ever used the name of God or Jesus to express disgust? Maybe you're as a community, and you use this holy name, and you use it like a curse word. Yeah. Sometimes when I kind of get mad, well, would that be called blasphemy? To use the holy name of God like a curse word? Oh, I reckon. And would that be making it a blasphemer? I guess. And that be bad though? Yeah, got two kids. Have you ever looked at a woman, start your wife, to lust after her, your heart? Oh, well, some of that pretty girls come by, ain't nothing they can't do. I have to kill you. Well, here's what God says. He that looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So, with looking with the purpose of lusting. Now, we're not talking about just you look at it and you had a bad thought. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about on purpose you look so that you will can lust after her. God says you have committed adultery. You're going to be an adultery. Oh, dude. Man, you're making me out be pretty bad. Now, I'm not saying this. I'm just showing you this is, you know, the word of God. And I just want you to see what God's standard is so you know how you measure up. Yeah, I hear you. And the last question, and this is a scary one, I'll admit, but it is what God says. Have you ever hated anybody? Oh, hated, I don't know, I strongly dislike, but ever anyone, maybe for 5 minutes, they did you wrong? Oh, yeah. I guess I'm hating a couple guys. Yeah, those guys, I'm telling you. Well, here's the bad news. God says, he that hates his brother is a murderer. Hatred, God sees as murder. So if you've hated, God says you are a murderer, a criminal. Oh, man. I guess I'm bad. I'm going down, man. Oh, dude, I'm going down. Yikes. Well, I mean, what can a guy do? I mean, if you just ask for forgiveness, doesn't that work or what? I mean, I ask God to forgive me every night. I mean, what more can a person do? Nobody's perfect. Yeah, Bill, I hear you. Well, it's not just forgiveness. See, God can forgive you, but God and sin cannot coexist. And you, like every person, are tainted with sin. And sin will burn up in the presence of God. God can say you're forgiven, but you're still who you are. He said, all liars go to hell. And so though he may forgive you, you're still a liar. If I killed your brother and you forgave me, I'd still be a murderer. Oh, yeah, you bet you would be. But I would forgive you. Well, God says we have to forgive, or he won't forgive us. That I didn't ask you that question, but you've got to forgive if you want God to forgive you. That's a prerequisite he lays out. So now the thing is, God says all liars go to hell. All murderers go to hell. Adulterers go to hell. On and on, you know. So if God has declared that these people go to hell, and this is who you've said that you are, then how can he let you into heaven? He'd be a liar. Oh, man, I don't know. It sounds like I'm really in trouble here. But, I mean, what hope does anyone have then? Everybody's done that kind of stuff. You're right, Bill. What hope does anyone have? Nobody has any hope in itself. There is nothing anyone can do to take away even one sin. Jesus is the only one that can take our sins away. He died for our sins, and he rose again. We have to put our faith in him and ask him to save us. Oh, yeah, I prayed to accept Jesus when I was 5, man. I guess I'm good, man. Well, there's a few things. Number one, you see your sin, right? Number one, you have to really see your sin. I mean, acknowledge the sin you've done, not just say, yeah, I'm a sinner, but really see all the sin you've done. Do you see it? We talked about 5 of them, but there's so many more. Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, I see. I mean, I'm according to what you said, I'm going down, man. Okay, Bill, so if you see your sin, you need to get alone by yourself and talk to God and ask him to show you all the sin you've ever done. All that, you know, to bring your mind whatever he wants you to confess. Do you see your sin? Do you hate it? Well, I reckon. Run down the, I mean, do you really hate it? Do you absolutely hate it? Are you willing to be through with it all? Are you willing now to not look at anything God wouldn't want you to look at? Not listen to anything he wouldn't want you to listen. Not say anything. Not think anything he wouldn't want you to think. Not do anything he wouldn't want you to do. Are you willing to let go of all of your sins? I say yeah, but I'm not have to think on that, Bill. Yeah, Bill, you gotta think on that. You gotta really think about that. Think that through and pray. Pray and seek God. And really see yourself for the wicked thing it is and hate it and be through with it. And when you get to that point that you're ready to be through with your sin, maybe you tell you there's nothing you can do to save yourself. What's the point then? Well, the point is that you see yourself as a hopeless sinner and fall on your face before Jesus and ask him to save you. And if you do that, you will. If you put all your faith in, that's simple. The hard thing is not what you say. The hard thing is getting to the point that you're willing to be guilty, because most people want to hold on to that. Please want to feel that. You're willing to be guilty. It's not all your faith in Jesus. Ask if he saves you. And he will. Rely totally on him, because there's nothing that you can do to save yourself. Wow, man. Well, I better be going, but I'm going to think on that. I'm going to think about it. Have you ever read the Bible, Bill? I read some. I was in Sunday school when I was a kid. I recommend you start at the beginning. If you've ever read the beginning, read Genesis all the way till you get to Exodus, second book of the Bible. Until you get into the law up there. You get the Ten Commandments, and then you get into all the different laws. And when you get to stuff you don't understand, it's just full of the Ten Commandments. Look at that. Start reading there. And every day before you read, pray to God. Ask him to explain to you what it means. And seek him. Tell God that you want to come, that you want to know. If you seek God with all your heart, God has promised that you will fight. Okay, I'll do that, man. Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, I appreciate you taking time to share that with me. Go for it, man. Thank the Lord. Be careful. God bless you. All right. Thanks. God bless you, too. To be able to have a conversation that if you are, because he's prepared it in his hand, that Bill could walk out of there and never have another chance before he dies. You never know. You see a person, and you have a chance to share the gospel with him. You need to have an accident going down the road. You may have a heart attack. Whatever the case, the longer we wait, back to the harder the heart attack. And if any of us have gone, we're going to forget the first time. We don't have anything. We never have anything against us, against the sinner, and against us, or walking down the street. You never know if they will have another kid.
a lot of this stuff. What was that? Jesus said, he said, I'm the light of the world. Later, he said, he said, we are the light of the world. He went to heaven, and then we are the light. He shines for us. We are the security to the world. He isn't preaching to angels. He's depending on us. We don't preach, they won't do. And they will go to hell. Their blood will be in hell. And on who? They will. He will hold us accountable. He commanded us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He could take the man back in his pocket. Yes. Put the people to the world. And we only believe the figure of truth. So, Jesus said, take a figure of the man. He must obey the great commission. He can laugh. Command us. While it is, but of course, there's Holy Spirit. He's the prophet. He gave me more to do. But think about it. The last commandment to Jesus here on earth is perfect. But I know. And the last commandment to Jesus. Share the gospel. Thank you, Mr. Lord. People, many, many people have faith in the faith of the Lord. And people come to salvation. And if you hear today, you won't have to say, you can say, I have you in prison. The one and only thing is to say, because the Lord Jesus Christ, he has taken away many of your desires that you have. But you have to do that. We don't want to be. He said, go forth on that earth. See, so much you have to do that. If God has passed, if God hasn't passed, no. And he gave you supernatural power to the situation. If you've never experienced that power, if you've always been saved, you know. That's what saved is. Saved is free from sin. It's just something that's happened. And hey, you have a lot of change to do. And you're just pulling this thing around with you. Like an iron ball. He was coming to take this stage and take this shot. Now you're free. You can still step over the line and you still think that I'm coming, but you're not changed. You have the victory power of Jesus if you really want to do the kind of temptation. Now, sometimes Christians give in to temptation. Like little change that might be the law to break. But was there a time in your life that God did?
Is that just what takes alcohol and that?
We have power over things in it. If that has never happened, then you can say, you can say it instead. If you are the same, that's what it is. But if you have, and that's what seek it. Continue seeking God more and more to be saved from every little piece that you have to do everything to know God better each day, to be sensitive, to be foolish, to follow it, that's what you're asking. God bless you all. Seek the Lord. Seek His faith. He is close to everyone. If you haven't read much through the Bible before, I recommend starting in Genesis and getting into Exodus and the second book. And the first book and the second book, but you get into all these lives, just start nothing but this. At least they'll start the Ten Commandments. Those will make a lot of sense to you, but if you start getting some more, you'll probably understand them just for the details, which is after a minute. You didn't read all the strength of the Bible. But always pray that God will teach you and speak to you. God's word is alive. He will speak to you through His word if you will receive Him to the open heart. God bless you.